Hello, everybody. Walt Disney said, "The difference between winning and losing is most often not quitting." Stay with us for more information and let's find our way. By the way, I'm sure we've all known people who quit doing something far too soon because they found it too difficult to continue. Pressing on, winning the race, wrestling with the obstacles and telling themselves, "I can't," instead of saying, "I can," became too much for them. I'm sure you've also heard this before. You have to be in it to win it. Or in other words, you have to be a participant. Quitting anything before you have even seen it through to a satisfactory conclusion usually causes only one thing: regret, and in some cases, a sense of guilt. Whatever it is you feel is challenging you to prevent you reaching your goals and objectives, or staying true to your commitment to following Christ, I say this: don't quit. Those challenges are there to make you stronger and more determined to reach the next set of goals that are ahead of you. It's like going to the gym and toning up. Thinking about it doesn't tone up anything. Quitting doesn't tone up anything. Doing it does. Take a look at some of the most successful people in the world, for example. Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, and Jeff Bezos, to name just a few. There were earlier inventors like Mary Anderson, who invented the windshield wiper blade, Ralph Baer and the video game console, John Barber, the gas turbine, Trevor Bayliss and the wind-up radio, and so many, many more inventors that introduced life-changing inventions. If they'd all quit, or if any one of them decided to quit, there is absolutely no doubt that all of our lives would have been affected in some way. But let's reference another important figure in human history that really trumps them all, and ask you the question: what would have happened if Jesus decided to quit and not go to the cross, to suffer the unbearable cruelty of crucifixion? He did say in a moment of solitude, when talking to God the Father prior to his arrest and crucifixion, "Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done." He endured unbearable suffering so that we might be forgiven of our sins and receive the gift of eternal life. His quitting would have been a disaster for the human race. I'll conclude as I started. The difference between winning and losing is almost often not quitting. My name is Ray Craddock. See you next time on By the Way.